It's a very Merry Christmas on TGIF. First, an angel makes a nerd out of Laura.
Get lost, Laura.
I'm wearing you down, baby.
Family Matters.
I'm wearing you down.
Then Cody gets the bird.
I thought he'd have one of them thermometer dealies that pop up when it's done.
Step by step. And will all Pooh's wishes come true?
We are going to find a way to bring Christmas to everyone.
Winnie the Pooh and Christmas 2, followed by the making of the Muppet Christmas Carol and Beauty and the Beast on a very merry TGIF.
When
the
star meets world. Man.
Hello and welcome to the return of Man Meets World.
Guess who's back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend.
Baby, welcome to episode 10 of Man Meets World. I am your host, the man that is meeting the world. My name is Brandon. God, it has been a long time since I've done this. So, I promised all of you episode 10 back in October when episode 9 was released, which would have been perfect timing because it would have been November, it would have been the start of the holiday season, and episode 10 is a Christmas episode. But here I am, at the end of July, finally recording this. Now, I gotta be honest with all of you. I have no real good reason for stopping the show, except that it was turning into a chore. It started to feel like work. Even though I was only doing one episode a month between my career, family, etc., it just started to feel like too much work. And I always wanted this to be nothing but fun. So I took some time away. A much longer time than I originally anticipated. But all that matters is that I am here. And before I start with this episode, I want to thank all of you who are still subscribed. Our subscription numbers have not gone down in my absence. In fact, we are still the most subscribed podcast on fansnotexperts.com. So thank you for that. Thank you to everybody who still follows me on Twitter at MMWpod. My follower count never went down, despite a lack of tweets and a lack of new content. And a special thank you to those individuals out there who tweeted me, messaged me, and asked for brand new episodes of Man Meets World. That is not something I expected to happen, and it did, and I thank you. With that said, with this return, with this reboot, I want the focus of this show to be back on where it belongs, which is the greatest show of all time. I, of course, am talking about Gossip Girl. No. I, of course, am talking about Boy Meets World. So without further ado, let me start this episode. Today, I'll be talking about Season 1, Episode 10 of Boy Meets World, an episode titled Santa's Little Helper. It originally aired on December 10th, 1993.
And it was always said of Scrooge that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the malady. May that be truly said of us, and all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone. And so ends Dickens' masterpiece, A Christmas Carol.
Wait a minute, that's not the end. Where's the Grinch?
Yeah, isn't the Grinch supposed to show up now and, like, take everything?
How come it's called A Christmas Carol anyway?
Yeah, there's nobody in this story named Carol.
Miss Lawrence, would you please trade places with Mr. Matthews?
All right. I'm a hyperactive, underachieving, 11-year-old boy.
I meant physically.
Oh, well, that takes less of a psychic toll.
Why do I have to move?
We were just giving our view of the book.
Yeah, I mean, you say literary masterpiece, we say...
Mr. Matthews, I'm less interested in your review than I am that you understand the material. What, in your opinion, was Mr. Dickens trying to express in his Christmas story?
That if you're a real butthead, the neat ghost will take you to cool places.
Have I said yet how much I love Topanga, even hippie Topanga, thinking she's going to telepathically switch places with Mr. Matthews? What a silly Gusenheimer, am I right? So after that opening scene, we go into the show introduction, and then we find our two favorite BFFs, Corey and Sean, in the cafeteria, and they are talking about what they brought for lunch. Corey is describing his love of fish sticks, which I'm not sure I've ever heard anybody describe their love of fish sticks before. But I guess maybe if you are in the sixth grade, maybe that is like a thing. I'm trying to remember my sixth grade experience. I'm not sure. I mean, I guess I eat fish sticks, but I was more of a chicken nuggets guy. Hit me up on Twitter at MMWPod. Fish sticks or chicken nuggets? Which one do you prefer? And now that I'm done asking the hard-hitting questions here on Man Meets World, let me continue talking about the episode. So Corey has fish sticks, which the school served. Sean brought a homemade PB&J. Classic, classic lunch. Can never go wrong with a PB&J. I still love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to this very day. And I am an old, elderly, 87-year-old man. So, after they're talking about their lunches, Corey's like, since when does your mother start packing your lunch? He finds it odd that Sean did not buy the school lunch, which is going to be very important going forward in this episode. So Minkus comes over. They're talking about Christmas gifts. Corey's explaining about wool. If we learn nothing else from this episode, it is that wool sucks. I think we can all agree, though. Think back to your childhood Christmas. Did you ever receive like a sweater or a shirt or just clothing in general and be like, ugh, I want toys. Give me more toys. I know I always dreaded a sweater or clothing in general. Now, I appreciate a good piece of clothing because I never want to go out and spend money on myself, especially on clothes. Anyways, boo to wool, which I'm saying weird, but anyways, you know what I'm talking about. W-O-O-L, wool, wool, wool. So now Topanga comes over. They are making fun of Topanga because, well, she's giving her own view about what Christmas is, because it is not about gifts.
I agree with Stuart.
Oh no, it's a nerd swarm. Minkus, shut off your geek magnet.
I just think we often lose sight of the true meaning of Christmas in the frenzy of commercialism.
What are you talking about? How are we going to know what to ask for if we don't have commercials?
Christmas is the celebration of the winter solstice, an ancient tribal ritual whose origins are lost in time.
Yeah, we were just talking about that in the bathroom. Listen, Topanga, I think I can hear them calling you back into your own dimension.
Oh, yeah, they're saying, Topanga, get your aura back here.
And bring Minkus.
God, I love Topanga, even hippie Topanga. So now Corey and Sean are trying to outdo each other with the gifts that they're getting, because Corey, every day he comes home from school and he looks for new Christmas gifts under the tree and he shakes them and gropes them and molests them and harasses them and God knows what else that filthy boy does with them. But he wants to try to figure out what is in the box. what is his gift? Which I definitely did as a kid. I would definitely try to find gifts or go to the gifts under the tree and try to figure out what it was. Because I am all about commercialism, baby. Baby. Oh, yeah. Give me. No, but not really. But I just think when you're a child, you're interested in gifts. More receiving than giving. At least at a young age. Or maybe I was just not raised well. Maybe. Anyways, enough about me. So, they're trying to outdo each other. And Sean's like, oh, I'm going to need a truck to drop off all the stuff that I'm getting. Then Minkus comes back to the table. And he asks for $5 to put towards Feeny's class gift. But Sean's like, oh, I never, he gets up abruptly, saying he does not have the money, says it very defensively, saying he spent his last $5 on lunch, and he just storms off from the table. And now Corey's left looking confused because Sean did not buy lunch like he claimed. Dun, dun, dun! So in the next scene, we are in the Matthews house, because these early Boy Meets World episodes, especially if you recall, really only have a couple locations. School and the Matthews house. Sometimes a scene happens in the backyard of the Matthews house. But still, you're at the Matthews house. But I guess when you are in sixth grade, there's not many places you go other than school and your house. So I guess it makes sense in that regard. But anyways, I say anyways a lot. I gotta think of new words to use. Anyways. So. Alan is decorating the Christmas tree. Who does that by themselves? That should be a family thing. Come on, Alan. The kids want to put the damn ornaments on the damn tree, I think. I know I would want to. If I got home when I was a kid and my dad was decorating the tree by himself, I'd be like, what the hell, Dad? Leave some for me, little Brandon. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Then I would have fought him, and I would have beaten him, and then I would have decorated that tree by myself. I ramble a lot. Sorry, guys. So, back to the episode. Alan's decorating the tree, and Amy and Morgan come home, and Alan's like, Morgan, did you get a picture with Santa? And she just screams and runs upstairs.
Well, hi, pumpkin. I bet you had fun. Did you get your picture taken with Santa Claus?
I tried to tell you.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that. Man, don't mention Santa. What happened?
Well, Morgan was waiting in line to sit on Santa's lap, and she was kind of nervous, and there was this elf who looked like a hitman, only meaner.
What? Did Santa scare her?
No. He was just this nice old man with a jolly red face. You know, looking back, his face really was too red. I mean, I just thought he was overheated. Velvet is a fabric that doesn't breathe.
Amy, what happened?
Well, okay, so Morgan climbs up on Santa's lap, and he asks her what she wants, and she says a Susie Homemaker oven, and then he grabbed his chest, yelled, Rudolph, and fell over.
What are you talking, eight reindeer pulling a pine box?
No, I think he's all right. I mean, the hitman elf gave him CPR while Mrs. Claus called the paramedics. Alan, it isn't funny. Morgan.
So first, Alan, you decorate a tree without your kids, and now you're laughing at a man dressed like Santa Claus who had a heart attack? Have you no heart, Alan Matthews? Have you no heart? It is after this scene that Eric makes his first appearance in the episode. He comes down the stairs and he goes, what's up with Weasel? She keeps singing, on the first day of Christmas, I killed Santa Claus. Which I think I'm going to start singing this December. Or maybe right now, through December. On the first day of Christmas, I killed Santa Claus. Not sure what happens on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th days. But, you know, I got time to figure it out, I guess, before December. So anyways, there I go saying anyways again. Anyways, At this time, Corey bursts through the door. He runs to the tree, and he starts shaking all of his gifts. And, of course, one of them sounds itchy. Boo to wool. Wool sucks. Then Corey's all like, I gotta go call Sean. Tell him about all the new presents on the tree. And Alan's like, whoa, 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 whoa. What are you doing there, young man? Corey's like, I gotta call Sean and brag about all the new gifts. I'm trying to keep up with them. And Alan's like, are you sure about that? Because Sean's father got laid off. I'm not sure how much of a Christmas Sean's going to end up having. And Corey decides that he's going to be a good friend, a best friend to Sean, and give him not only one of his gifts, but the gift he has been looking forward to the most.
What?
For you.
What is it?
Open it. For you, for me.
It's not going to blow up, is it?
Open it. Open it. Here, let me open it. A real leather, NBA certified, dribbles like a dream basketball. I'm giving it to you. Don't you love me?
Why'd you give this to me?
Because it's Christmas.
So we never give each other stuff for Christmas.
Yeah, but this year's kind of different.
Why?
Well, because.
Because why?
Because you're my best friend.
But I wasn't last year.
No, you were. It's just...
Corey, best friends don't lie to each other.
Okay, look, Sean, I gave you this because I didn't think you'd be getting that many gifts this year.
Hey, I told you. I'm getting a ton of stuff. I don't need a basketball. My dad already got him, too.
Look, Sean, best friends don't lie to each other.
What are you talking about?
I know about your dad getting laid off.
Says who?
Says my dad.
Oh, so what'd you do, go tell everyone?
No, I didn't tell anyone. Look, Sean, I'm trying to give you a nice gift so you don't have a Tiny Tim Christmas, and you're acting like you're mad at me.
Oh, so I'm supposed to be all happy that you gave me some bogus gift.
That's not a bogus gift. That's a totally major gift. It's my best gift, and I was nice enough to give it to you.
Yeah, we'll keep it. I want your basketball.
You'd rather have something for Christmas and nothing at all?
I'd rather have nothing for Christmas than your lousy charity.
Hey, Sean, Christmas is about charity. You should be thanking me.
I really hate when they fight. So during this scene, when the boys are having their back and forth, Feeny can be seen in his yard, because of course he lives next door to the Matthews, and he is looking at them, obviously overhearing their conversation. So once Sean leaves, Corey and Feeny have a conversation about not paying attention to the Christmas carol, and Feeny goes, you have to understand, Corey, that a true gift is given without any expectation. Another classic Mr. Feeneyman finally got hold of me. Almost 18 minutes in, and it finally took hold. I must try to fight it. I went months without recording, and thus months without saying it. But now it has taken hold of me yet again. So then, Feeny, see, I fought at that time. Feeny goes to Corey, you know what I like best about Christmas? And Corey goes, I go away for a week, which is definitely how I feel about teaching. I probably should not say that, but it is true. So Feeny talks to Corey about real gifts. Real, meaningful, deep gifts. Some of which you cannot buy in a store. One such gift being friendship. So, Amy and Eric were able to bribe Morgan out of the bathroom she locked herself in with goodies. And now they're in the living room. The doorbell rings. And Morgan, who just calmed down, is asked to answer the door. She does, and oh my god, it is the evil, evil elf from the mall where Santa had a heart attack. The elf called her a name, and the elf sounds really Brooklyn. I'm not sure why. I mean, they are from Philadelphia. Bada bang, bada boom. But he has this weird Brooklyn thing going on. So, in the next scene, after Morgan gets frightened again, and again screams, and again runs up the stairs, and again locks herself away, in the next scene, Corey and Sean are yet again in the cafeteria, having lunch at school. But this time, they're sitting apart. They're sitting at separate tables, which never happens, of course. And Minky. I just said Minky. Hashtag Minky. Minkus comes over and again asks Sean for the money. And Minkus gets very harsh with Sean because he assumes that he is purposely being cheap and does not want to be nice to Mr. Feeney. So Minkus is like, if you do not pay me the $5 for the class gift, I cannot and will not put your name on the card, and everybody's going to know you are a deadbeat. He actually calls Sean a deadbeat. So Sean gets defensive and he's like, I could care less. Whatever. And again storms off. Corey overhears all this. So he comes over and he gives Minkus money that he has been saving. He has been saving for months. $5. Now, I did not mention this in the beginning because this is the Boy Meets World trivia. Boy Meets World trivia. The trivia question is, ladies and gentlemen, for this episode, episode 10, Santa's Little Helper. The trivia question is, why was Corey saving his $5? And I want an exact answer. So, you Super Boy Meets World fans out there, give me an exact answer. Why was Corey saving his $5? So Corey gives Minkus the $5. Minkus just tells him, just so you know, Sean is the last to pay. So his name will be on the card, but it will be last. Corey's like, let me guess. Whose name is first? Is it Minkus? Minkus. And he goes, no, it's Minky. Hashtag Minky. I'm going to try to make a catch on. And following this, we have the classroom scene where Minkus, or Minky, gives Feeny the class gift. And of course, because Minkus bought it, is a book. Boring. Almost as boring as clothes. Just kidding. I like books. I read good. Now, Feeny opens the card. He goes, oh, looks like everybody's here. Everybody from Minkus to Hunter. So Sean's like, what? Like, I never gave him the money. Why is my name on the card? He specifically said, if I did not give him my $5, my name would not be on the card. So after class, Sean goes up to Minkus and they have a very touching Christmas moment.
Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful vacation.
Hurry. Stop while you can. Hurry.
Don't forget to read 2 books from the reading list.
Nobody heard that.
Hey, Minkus. Thanks for putting my name on the card.
Don't thank me. Your deadbeat friend finally paid back the money he owed you.
What?
It's okay. You don't have to cover for him anymore. He told me how you lent him $5 and he didn't give it back.
Corey told you that?
Yep, and he handed me $5.
He gave you his $5?
I guess his conscience finally got the better of him.
Hey, Minkus. Merry Christmas.
Really? Merry Christmas to you, too.
don't think a moment and have a cry. It's okay. It's okay. So now Sean goes to pay Corey a visit. And Sean gives Corey a gift. An used version of what Corey was saving his $5 for. And then they start playing basketball, and now they again are BFFs. In one of the final scenes, we are back in the Matthews household. Corey and Sean come in from playing basketball, and they were like, "Hey Sean, do you want to stay?" And he's like, "Thank you, but I really want to go string up the lights with my old man and be there for him." Then they hear a knock at the back door. And every line the Matthews family is saying sounds very rehearsed. And they want Morgan to answer the door, who of course is petrified, because last time she answered the door, an evil elf who was mean and spoke in a strange Brooklyn accent, despite living in Philadelphia, was there. But they encourage her to do so. She walks into the kitchen, and she sees Santa Claus, except it is Mr. Feeny, dressed as Santa. The beard is not even covering his face to hide the fact, or to try to hide the fact that it is Feeny, and he never once breaks character in a moment that was truly laugh out loud for me. I'm going to play this scene because I think it is hilarious.
Wow, somebody's at the back door.
Well, I wonder who that could be at the back door.
I have no clue.
I forgot my line. Oh, yeah. Maybe Morgan should go get the back door.
I'm not answering any more doors.
Well, I think you're going to want to answer this one.
Hello, Morgan. I am Santa. And I've just returned from the North Pole, where I was just resting.
Santa, are you feeling better?
Oh, yes, my dear. As it turns out, Mrs. Claus merely undercooked my figgy pudding.
Camera.
Well now, little Morgan, tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
Good grades for your big brother.
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, everybody, gather around for a picture. Santa in the middle.
Mommy, why does Santa look like Mr. Feeny?
And as the credits roll, we get one last scene where Amy's playing the piano and Morgan is singing Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Laid an Egg, which is an incredible 90s thing to do. Incredibly, I should say, 90s thing to do. I remember being a kid and singing this song. The Batmobile lost its wheel and the Joker ran away. Hey! Anybody else sing that song? Anybody else remember that? Am I dating myself? Am I old? Of course I am. I said before, 87. Now Amy is trying to teach Morgan the proper way to sing Jingle Bells, and Morgan goes, boring. And thus, season 1, episode 10 of Boy Meets World, Santa's Little Helper concludes. I give this episode 5 out of 5 Feenies. I really, really like this episode. I am a sucker for anything Christmas, to be honest with you. I'm a big old softy like that. But more than that, this is the first time we're really seeing the juxtaposition of the Corey and Sean characters. Corey is in this fairly well-off, middle-class family. Sean is going through tough times at home. And more about Sean's history and past and family life, of course, will start to come out in future episodes and in future seasons. And this will be a continuing storyline throughout. And this will not be the last time there is friction between these two BFFs, especially when it comes to matters of family differences, that being differences between the Matthews and the Hunters. So I really like that about this episode because it's the first introduction to it, really. Again, 5 out of 5 Feenies. This was fun. Maybe I'll do this again sometime. I guess because I gave you a Boy Meets World trivia. Boy Meets World trivia. I have to do at least one more episode to give you the answer. I'm not giving you the answer to the last trivia question because I gotta be honest with you. It was in October. This is July. I have no clue what it was. So that means I have to record episode 11 in the near future. So one more time, the trivia question is, what was Corey saving his $5 for? And I want more, this might be a little bit of a hint, but I want more than a one or two word answer. I want a specific answer. What was Corey saving his $5 for? Please, 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 please help spread the word of Man Meets World. If you're not already subscribing, please subscribe on iTunes. Go to iTunes and leave a review, good or bad. I would appreciate the support, especially if it is a good 5-star or 4-star review. 5 stars are the best, though. So please subscribe, download, review on iTunes. You can also find Man Meets World on YouTube. By the way, for most of the episodes, the YouTube views are quite good and keep growing. Episode 4 is like near 500 views, which for this little DIY podcast is a pretty big deal. So thank you for that. And of course, fansonexperts.com, the home of Man Meets World. You can find all the episodes on there as well. So I am Brandon. Until next time, class dismissed. Fans Not Experts.